SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. The nation's 45th president has survived an apparent assassination attempt today.
The FBI is calling the discovery of a weapon and a suspect at Donald Trump's golf resort in West Palm Beach, Florida, an apparent assassination attempt. The former president is safe. Sources say that a man with an AK-style rifle was apparently aiming into the golf course, where the former president was playing around. Sources say the Secret Service opened fire on the suspect. The Secret Service says the former president is safe. About 2 months ago, he survived an assassination attempt, grazed in the ear by a bullet. I'm Jackie Quinn.
That suspect today identified as Ryan Wesley Ruth, although authorities are not saying anything else about him at this time. Also, at SRNNews.com, three Americans among 37 people facing a death sentence in Congo charged with trying to overthrow the government.
A lawyer who was present in the court proceedings spoke about the verdict. We are still disappointed with a verdict which is very severe and which did not take into account several issues. The defendants also included a Briton, Belgian, Canadian, and several Congolese. They can appeal the verdict on charges that included terrorism, murder, and criminal association. 13 people were acquitted in the trial. Around 6 people were killed in the failed coup attempt, led by the lesser-known opposition figure, Christian Malanga. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
More than 40 people have drowned in a boat accident on a river northwest Nigeria. Authorities say it appears most of the victims were farmers in the region. It is known 5 people have been rescued. The boat carried the farmers who use that crossing in order to sell their produce at the markets each weekend. This is SRN News. Well, most South Koreans in the United States are Christians.
Asians are coming to the U.S. in large numbers, and a lot of them are from South Korea, more than 2 million of them in all. And unlike the folks back home, most of them are Christians. The Pew Research Center reports that 59% of Korean Americans are believers, versus only 32% of the population in South Korea. In fact, the majority of people in South Korea are either religiously unaffiliated or are Buddhists. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
ACLU plans to spend $1.3 million on campaign advertising to defeat candidates for the Montana State Supreme Court who are pro-life or reject LGBT agenda. That's the most the ACLU has spent on a Montana election. It is also spending a great deal of money on Supreme Court races in Arizona, Michigan, Ohio, and North Carolina. This is SRN News. Experts say that education has become a primary goal of artificial intelligence interest in the nation's capital.
That's the assessment of lobbyists, members of Congress, and industry experts. AI lobbyists are casting themselves as a resource for information on the rapidly evolving industry. These lobbyists are aiming to convince Washington that the fears around AI are overblown and that the United States doesn't need to follow the European Union. The EU this year passed its first of its kind regulations.
That is correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Congress so far has taken a rather light touch on AI, especially in this election year. Recapping now, of course, our top story. Donald Trump is okay. He was not hurt today in what the FBI is calling an apparent assassination attempt in Florida. More details at SRNNews.com.